Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. This is Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks for joining me. As you know, if you've listened here before, we talk about success and not the material forms of success. We're talking about inner success, feeling more confident, feeling like we have more direction, more purpose, and ways to get there. How do we develop those feelings? And then, funny enough, as we focus on the inside success, the outer success, the things we've wanted, the physical things, the new car, et cetera, those things begin to show up. But they become less and less important as we develop ourselves inside. So that's the focus of our show. I love this saying by Albert Schweitzer. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. And that goes along with, again, what we talk about, developing that inner success, which is happiness, which is joy, which is contentment with our lives, with feeling connected. He goes on to say, if you love what you're doing, you'll be successful. In other words, having that emotion, that connection with what we're doing every day, will then make us successful. Make us feel successful. And as I mentioned, the material things drop away, become less important, and then they start showing up. I've seen that happen in my own life. I bet you have too. One of these keys to success, happiness, helping develop that happiness, is something we're all familiar with, although I never took a class about this. I wonder if you did. Goal setting. I learned about goal setting in my career, in my business career. I had performance reviews where I had those MBOs, management by objective. I had objectives I needed to determine each year, and then for my staff, I had target dates and then action plans. They became tasks. They were purposeful. They were helping me stay on track according to what my company or my manager wanted me to do, but they really didn't fit, in most cases, what I wanted to do. I needed something different. Now, I have written a lot about goal setting and taught goal setting and used the SMART formula, and I do believe there is value in that. I do believe that we need those kinds of tools. Well, there's something else I want to talk about today, and it has to do with putting a little more oomph into your goal setting because they become boring after a while. We don't get turned on by what it is we need to do to accomplish them. So this is talking about putting more feeling, making them more motivating, invigorating. This segment is called Now with a Little More Feeling. What secret thing do you really, really wish that you could be, do, or have? What's one thing that could happen this year that would make you so very darn happy? What do you imagine could make all the difference in how you choose to live your life? No matter the size or practicality of it, grab hold of that idea just for a minute while you're listening in, and let's explore how you can help it happen. Yes, it can happen, and yes, I'll tell you how to get started. You add some oomph to it, some emotion, a little more feeling. Now, as I mentioned, I am an advocate for goal setting. I do teach the SMART goal setting method, which is a rather practical approach for going after those goals. It's only one way, however, and it has many benefits, and yet sometimes those smarties, those SMART goals, they end up feeling like the shoulds. Let's talk about this oomph method for another perspective. Right now, your new goals for this year might feel a little boring. Same old shoulds. You should aspire to lose weight, exercise more, eat healthier, get to work earlier, lead your team differently, and so on. Now, these are still helpful in that they do define your path for the year, and they do help you create habits along the way. SMART goals, though, start looking like the have-tos. What about the want-tos? What puts the oomph into your life, into your days, into your goals? It's the feeling, the emotion, and the connection that you conjure up. Think about those days that you jump out of bed, raring to go, might be a weekend day, versus those where you grumble your way out from under the covers. I'm thinking of Monday mornings. The difference? Excitement about what's in store, the feelings of anticipation for the fun and adventure that you have ahead. Apply this same idea to your goals. Now take one of your goals, one of those goals that you have in mind, or you might create another one, like one that you'd really love to have, but some little voice keeps telling you it's unrealistic. Take that one, dust it off a little bit, and add some oomph. This extra boost comes from your feelings and the connection to the possibility of it coming to be. So how do you add this oomph? Here's some ideas. Ask yourself these questions. What do you really, really want? What do you really, really want to do? What's your dream? How does it look, feel, sound, smell? What are all the pieces of it that conjure up those emotions for you? How do you feel when you're imagining this thing? Notice those tinglies in your stomach or the bristling of the hair on your neck because it's so exciting and you can't wait. And how will you feel when it actually does come true? Accomplished, successful, happy as all get out. Now, what can you do today and tomorrow and each day to get the ball rolling toward its manifestation? Think of some ideas, some things that you could do every day. And lastly, and very importantly, expect that it will happen and know that you are deserving of it. I think sometimes that's where we fall down. We think, oh, it's too unrealistic. I know it feels awesome and it makes me so excited, but I don't expect that it's going to happen. Turn that around. Let's work on that one. Expect that it will. Open your mind to the possibility that it can, whatever it is, it can happen. And then work on that feeling of deserving it to happen to you. Why not you? Why not? It's your dream. It's something calling to you to see it through and give your life that oomph. So maybe you're going to choose, maybe your dream is to write a best-selling book or to get a dream car or a dream job, to go on a fabulous vacation, a trip around the world, or a trip to another state. Maybe it's to redecorate a room or the entire house, to purchase something meaningful to you and your family, to throw a party and reconnect with old friends, to buy a whole new wardrobe, or to become an artist. Whatever your dream goal is, you can make it happen this year, right now. By adding some feeling and connecting emotionally with it, you'll have the motivation to keep moving toward it step by step. And by doing that exercise above, answering those questions, you might fine-tune it as you go along and clarify that picture and notice the importance of it in your life growing. Or maybe it drops a bit and you need to tweak it a little bit more. Or maybe there's another dream that's inching its way to the forefront. Whatever it is, adding oomph, adding emotion, thinking about how you will feel, closing your eyes and just envisioning it coming true. That will continue to invigorate and energize you. So, one important piece to help this come true that I haven't mentioned yet is to grab a partner. Grab a partner and hold each other respectfully accountable for reaching this dream. Share your dream goal, your plans for getting there, and then check in with each other regularly about the progress that you're making and cheer each other on and celebrate each step along the way. This accountability piece is so powerful. Maybe you've heard of mastermind groups. I've belonged to a couple, or actually four at one time a few years ago. They are so powerful because we all come together talking about our dreams, supporting each other in our dreams in a confidential, trusting environment, and sharing what it is we hope for the future, what we want in the future. And then we brainstorm and come up with ideas and steps of things that we might do, we might take to get there, supporting each other along the way. In fact, I have a, a program called Dream Teams, where I do this very thing, either via phone or in person, gather together and brainstorm our dreams. So as you walk away today, remember, have that dream in mind and add some feeling, some oomph. So there's your kick reminder for today, something for you to think about as you go forward, building yourself internally, developing your inner success, your inner awareness, your confidence. I hope you'll take away something that you can put into place right now, maybe just dusting off that dream goal today. Remember that you can always get your weekly email kicks by visiting my website and signing up right there, subscribing to Kicks. Also, please check out all of my resources and services. My Well, Why Not manuals might help you get going in the right direction this year. Please connect with me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and soon again on Facebook. My page is being revamped as we speak. Remember that your success starts with you, the inner you. There's not one more thing you need to add to yourself. No more credentials, no more initials, no more degrees. You only need to uncover what's already inside you. You have amazing potential. There's a you in success, unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Now, with a little more feeling, go out there and choose to have a great week.